7.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line, and you can give us a call about anything you want. This is the show about your calls, and it is amateur hour here tonight at Free Talk Live because Ian and Mark are off at, I believe, the Talkers New Media Seminar in New York City. So filling in for them this evening, it is Johnson here with you.
Puke is here with you.
And Satan.
Ooh, Satan.
No, you don't have the sound effects board up and running. Ian does Satan. He just lowers his voice about four octaves and just roar. So, in the last hour we talked about security programs that you can use to encrypt your conversations online. We talked about Obama taxing, 40-cent tax on every phone line, I guess, for, Verizon customers. I guess Verizon is rolling over and saying, that sure sounds great. We love to tax our customers because then we can install, phone lines in the schools that you want to, you know, and we can have a sweet, tasty government contract. So apparently,
I found an article about that. It didn't mention anything about the tax, but it says Obama announced in a 5-year plan is to install high speed broadband internet in 99% of classrooms.
Oh, awesome! See, there we go, right there.
Let's see here. Here's a quote. You're spending less money, getting better outcomes, and people around the country are starting to take notes, Mr. Obama said. I don't want this success to be restricted to one school or one school district. There's no reason we can't replicate the success you've had here. This was at some school somewhere.
Sure.
And so apparently he was at some school that had high-speed internet because I'm sure the town taxes the crap out of their citizens, and thus he wants every town to tax the crap out of their citizens to have high-speed internet so kids can, learn better by watching YouTube or something. The article goes on to say, he wants iPads and apps instead of books and
stuff.
Well,
they got to check their Facebook 20 times in a day,
Yes. All the kids with cell phones will have to, hook into the Wi-Fi.
And, of course, they want iPads and whatnot in the school so they can also geolocate all the kids and track them.
Turn on the cameras without the kids knowing and spy on them. Sure. All that stuff, stories that we've heard about. But it's just,
if
you want money for high-speed internet, why don't you get one of those 16 administrators at all these schools that make six figures a year, cut them down a little bit because they work 9 months out of the year and they don't do crap.
Oh, no, they don't cut any programs. We can't cut programs.
That's true.
That's not possible.
That's
only grow. Only
American
grow.
Jobs.
Only sports and music stuff.
Right.
Really sports.
Yeah, it's the arts, We got to get rid of the shop class because nobody needs to learn how to build things. That's not a viable life skill.
It's the only class I like during high school is architecture.
And of course, what's the reason to cut those programs? Well, because we can't cut the teacher's salaries and we can't cut we certainly can't cut the administrator's salaries.
Because when you say we're going to cut the arts, everybody has a fit in the community. And, just like whenever the government's talking about, with the sequestration stuff, of course they don't cut salaries of useless programs like the IRS spying on all of us for whatever reason. Instead they're like, oh, we have to cut back on police, firemen, and air traffic controllers or whatever. So all the stuff, the only services, so-called services the government actually provides that people might want, like maybe fire protection to some extent, we'll cut those jobs because then, of course, people will clamor like, oh, no, we can't do that. But, they never mention the useless crap. All the IRS, all the desk warts at the IRS that are just spying on the Liberty Movement organizations or the, what were they, Tea Party. Remember that scandal came out? It's like, don't fire those losers that are providing nothing but cancer, cancerous human beings.
Actually, I believe that I had something to talk about the IRS tonight, so I'm going to just...
Well, let's segue right into that.
Yeah, use your conversation starter there as a segue. So there was an interesting video, and I've got the transcript here, from Martin Bashir of MSNBC.
Who's that?
He is one of their anchor reporters.
Okay, so one of their talking heads.
Yeah, one of the talking heads over at MSNBC. And he has come up with this ridiculous argument, so I'm just going to read it. And so this is what he had to say. The IRS is being used in exactly the same way as they tried to use... As they tried to use the president's birth certificate. You see, for Republicans like Daryl Issa, who knows something about arson, the IRS now stands for something inflammatory. Those three letters are now on fire with political corruption and malfeasance, burning hot, just like the suspicious fire that engulfed Mr. Issa's warehouse back in 1982. And despite the complete lack of any evidence linking the president to the targeting of Tea Party groups, Republicans are using it as their latest weapon in the war against the black man in the White House. This strategy is nothing new, and it was explained way back in 1981 by Lee Atwater, who was Bush 41's chief strategist. In a tape recording, Mr. Atwater revealed how Republicans evolved their language to achieve the same purpose. He said, "You start out in 1954 by saying, N. And I'm saying, you know, what I'm referring to here is the N-word. So it's censored out here, and I'm not going to say it.
The word that rhymes with the African country, Niger.
I think
well, it doesn't really rhyme with it.
Definition of rhyming, but yes.
Adigy.
Yes.
I'm dumb.
Yeah. So you start...
I don't know what rhyming is.
So he said, you start out in 1954 by saying N. By 1968, you can't say N. That hurts you. Backfires. So you say stuff like... forced busing.
Yes,
states
unless you're
rights.
A rapper, you can say all you want.
So you say stuff like forced busing, states' rights, and all that stuff, and you're getting so abstract. Now you're talking about cutting taxes. We want to cut this is much more abstract than even the busing thing, and a hell of a lot more abstract than NN. So this afternoon, we welcome the latest phrase in the lexicon of Republican attacks on the president. The IRS. Three letters that sound so innocuous. I think he means innocuous, but you know what we mean. Arun Bashir Live, June 5th, 2013.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So basically, the talking heads for the left, whatever that is, their argument is that so criticizing...
Apparently, criticizing
means you're racist.
I guess
it's the same old trope.
I guess what they're saying is that there's no that he's trying to imply that there's no evidence linking Obama or the Obama administration specifically to the actions of the IRS scanning and denying tax. I don't even know exactly.
Specifically
targeting conservative organizations.
Yeah, filing for tax.
Somehow the Obama administration didn't know anything about it. And, blaming Obama is just crazy talk, by these Republicans, according to, some of these liberal talking heads. Now, what's really interesting about
At no point did the Obama administration know what the Obama administration was doing.
Yeah.
Like, that makes you sound brilliant.
But, I mean, this guy, Martin Bashir, the thing that, like, it's just, it's so despicable. I mean, he's going on to say that essentially, well, if you say we want lower taxes, it's akin to you being a racist that just said the N-word.
Just,
what?
Yeah, screaming in. Yeah,
how does that make any sense? Oh, I want lower taxes. You racist!
It doesn't make any sense, but it's the constant thing that the only thing the left has whenever anybody brings up, a legitimate argument against the Obama administration, and the right
anything.
The right
really.
Sucks, too. Please don't misconstrue any of us as supporting the conservative Republican,
right,
anybody.
Exactly.
But, like a Republican says anything criticizing the administration, and it's instantly about race. The wars. Oh, you're racist. You can't say Obama did anything about the wars.
I would argue that this argument by Martin Bashir makes him a racist. Really, it does.
Right.
When you're doing that kind of like reverse racism, and you're like, you're putting these two abstract things together. Oh, I want lower taxes, therefore I must hate all people of a certain skin color. What? That doesn't even make sense. And when you start making arguments like that, not only are you...
You're using race as your argument.
A fool.
And it's not reverse racism, it's just racist.
Yeah,
period.
It's just racist. It really
it's
is.
It's a racist statement.
So I'm here to say that Martin Bashir is racist. And if anybody who has that kind of an argument, you're a racist too, and it's ridiculous. And if you want to call and talk to us about that, you can do so at 855-453. This is... Free Talk Live.
If you're in Niger, give us a call.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can give us a call to talk about whatever you want. But first, I have to talk about Porkfest X. Porkfest X is from June 17th to the 23rd at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. David Friedman, Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and Free Talk Live. This promises to be the biggest and best Pork Fest yet. Go to porkfest.com. You can get directions and info and everything that you need to get to Pork Fest. And I'm going to break the fourth wall of radio here a little bit. It just says directions and info at the bottom of this live read, and so I didn't really know necessarily what to say there. So I'm just going to say, first of all, we were discussing this break. Tech tip, get the Waze app for your phone. This is my sort of free plug for Waze.
What is that?
It's a fantastic social GPS app where each user is essentially, as you drive, if you drive on a road that's unknown to the map, it will help to update the service. And you
really?
Can report police. You can report traffic. It's a fantastic app if you want to avoid speed traps, for example.
Oh, no kidding.
And traffic and whatnot. It'll route you around it, and it does this all for free because it's community driven. And what I would suggest is that in your GPS app of choice, that you enter 10 Rogers Campground Road when you are ready to drive up to the Pork Fest, and you can get there. And or you can also
Google.
Yeah, you can do Google Maps, but you can also go to porkfest.com and you can join one of the many myriad convoys of people who are driving from all over the country to get to this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And let me give you a very important tip to anybody driving up there. Now, Google Maps is going to tell you to do something retarded. Just before you get into Lancaster in the confluence of US 2 and 3, you want to continue going on 3, not up the mountain road, which is a dead end, which it will tell you to go. So just continue on 3 just before you get into town and go right onto US 2 Portland Street.
And if you see the error that he's saying, you know, if you can suggest, if you know how to suggest a correction to Google, go ahead and do that.
And don't drive off a bridge. If Google or your GPS tells you to drive off a bridge and you can clearly tell it's out, don't do that.
So we let Puke plug his show, and Jay, I know you're of some fame at Porkfest since we're talking about Porkfest.
Well, I'm like the silent partner.
Sure. But everybody's still
no louder ones.
More like infamy.
You're a large man. You're hard to miss. So, I mean, everybody's going to still know, you know, kind of who you are when you're
I'm there. With George's famous baklava at Porkfest, the infamous food stand inside the pavilion. We will be there all week, plus a day.
Give us a hint, because I actually had some friends online recently. They were looking, and they found the menu for George's Famous Baklava from, like, 2010.
Yeah, actually, we were talking about this in the car today, because we're going to buy a refrigerator to expand our operation.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, how pathetic it was. It had, like, 4 things on it, and how we were saying how stupid I was for but, yeah, we have quite a – we're expanding the menu, at least as far as combination options this year, a few things taken off. Norpany salads this year, sorry, you can go get them at the organic free range.
Well, that's great
place.
Because they, you know, that's not, you know, it's not doubling up, so that's actually really good.
Yeah, because nobody eats salads.
Yeah, we sold like 3 dozen the whole week, and it's a pain in the butt making all that,
right? And keeping them fresh.
Yeah, sure. That's a very difficult thing to do up there, even though we had good refrigeration. Still, it's in 90-degree heat, and even stuff in refrigerators is only going to be about 50 degrees, and stuff will go bad a lot quicker
right.
at that temperature. We're adding more things for breakfast. We're going to be having paleo blueberry and banana muffins, biscuits and gravy. I know that was popular when
the Savannah biscuit lady was there.
I'll be getting sausage gravy. At least one morning.
Yeah, biscuits and gravy is good stuff. That is one of the foods that is difficult to find here in New England.
Yeah, it is. Surprisingly. Yeah. I've only seen 2 places up here. Every time I've eaten breakfast, I have that.
Guys, you going to do grits?
Grits. I was just thinking that.
You know, we can only get so complicated.
Yeah,
you know,
don't do grits.
We love to do a ton of things, and then we have to say, okay, you're being a little ridiculous.
If you eat grits, you don't deserve life. That's all I say. Grits are horrible.
All right, any other insider menu tips? Are you guys going to post the menu online before Porkfest?
Yeah, I think we're finalizing tonight. I'm going to order it and lay it out in Photoshop.
You know what else you guys should sell?
What?
Antacid. Should have like a giant
Is that legal? Do we have to have a license for that?
Probably. I don't know.
Porkfest organizer is going to come and say, okay, never mind.
Let's not go there.
You said too much.
Of course, always gyros.
Nice.
You can say that way, too. You don't have to say gyro.
Gyros. Gyros.
Let's not have, like, 100 people a year coming to us and talking about how to pronounce it.
You should spell it wrong, too, just piss them off. But, yeah, it's it's delicious. Plan on just forgetting any diet that you're on. You will eat nothing but crap and feel horrible.
I survived
and it will be all delicious.
I survived on cheese fries last year.
Oh, man.
I don't know how, but
it's like
100 hours of work there.
Yeah, you get zero fiber at Porkfest. I'm sorry. I don't know how. I'm sure there are ways to eat healthy, but what's the point? What's the point? You're drinking, smoking, having a party, good time. Might as well eat crap, too. And it's delicious crap. So delicious. So much bacon. Bacon grease. Oh. Great. We have phone calls, apparently.
Somebody named Discard from the internet, apparently from Shadow Moses or Moses Island, wants to talk about videos that will quote-unquote melt your face.
Okay.
All right. Let's
I hope
see.
He's still there. He's been holding for about 35 minutes.
I'm here. You hear me?
Well, hello.
All right. Melt our faces. Or at least
all right,
direct us to where we can melt our face.
I didn't say it was going to melt the face, but just make sure you don't have any guns or pills around. You'll probably kill yourself after you watch it.
I'm out.
All right. So go to YouTube and type in Sophia Grace, Girls Just Gotta Have Fun, and you will see the video that will make you basically lose any faith you have left in humanity.
We're going to have, this is not something we can actually do live on air, but I mean, we might go and check this out on the break and this is something you can obviously post to the Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. And can you give us a description of what people can expect to see here?
What okay. creates face meltage?
I think I was the guy who describes you and said, I never said that, but if you remember Rebecca Black from like a couple of years ago?
Yes.
The Friday chick? Okay, this
Friday,
is like
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
This is like worse. This is like significantly worse. It's like, I don't even know if this is even serious or not. It's like that bad. It's like 3 million, a little over 3 million views on YouTube right now.
Okay, 3 million views on YouTube. When was this video posted?
31 May of this year, so only a few days ago.
Oh, wow, so in a week it's gotten...
Yeah.
You said how many million views?
3 million.
3 million in a week. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like Rebecca Black. It's like if Rebecca Black had a younger sister who was, like, somehow worse than she was, if that's even imaginable.
Is this by the same production company, do you know, as the guy? Because I know that guy actually does other videos.
Yeah, no, I've looked into that. The production company, the guy who produces names on the front of the video in the first few seconds, and it's like, it's not the same guy. The guy who does the Rebecca Black is like a black male, like 30s or something.
Right.
It's like Hispanic or something. I can't really.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We'll definitely take a look at that video and appreciate the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call about anything that you want to talk about, including horribly bad YouTube music videos, which we got a call about in the last segment.
We looked up one of them. It featured a child singing horribly.
It's terrible. Ugh. But first, before we go back to what we were talking about, I got to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers the up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com.
You pulled it off really well, by the way.
Ernie does that fantastically. That's Ernest Hancock. He has his own radio show, and he's sort of the mind behind Freedom's Phoenix, and he has an amazing radio voice. He's like, the real news and lies behind those. <It's> like, Ernie's fantastic. So
very loud and exciting.
You've been around for a while. You may have heard it. It's his original cut of that read. And I feel like I have to honor the original by reading it in the same sort of intonation.
The same insane manner.
So check out freedomsphoenix.com. It is an interesting website. It's kind of like a Liberty version of the Drudge Report, I would say. It's got a kind of a similar feel to it. It's fantastic. So, we've been talking about a lot of things tonight. We've been talking about horrible YouTube music videos. Which, yeah.
Yes, we have.
That video was bad. Really bad.
Yeah, I think those parents are so we can describe the video a little bit. You know, he said that Rebecca Black Friday was a teenager, basically, that obviously has wealthy parents or something, and they clearly allowed her to make her own ridiculous music video, and she has no talent. This video that we watched during the break was of a smaller child.
Sure. Sophia Grace, girls just want to have fun.
Yeah, this is wasn't she in an actual Barbie, like the little mini electric, like,
yeah, she's in one of those,
car,
like, little electric
the little
cars,
tiny Barbie, little plastic Barbie cars, and it's like, you know that the song and all this stuff was put on by probably the mother.
Sure.
And
but it's
a
done in this, like,
woman
dirty South rap style. Dirt,
yeah.
Dirt, you know, it's like.
Yeah. And your child's going to be a prostitute and get shot in Texas. You know, you just know that's what that girl's going to grow up to be.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I don't usually advocate for child and safety services or whatever, but, you know, every now and then.
If we're going to have them, we might as well put them to good use.
Yeah.
That's awful. No, I don't advocate anybody taking their children away because they were put in a horrible music video.
As long as I don't
I
have
just
to see
think
them.
That those people need to be ostracized. So,
well, we know Rebecca Black did, you know, she got taunted in school. I think she had to get taken out.
Or, like, horribly. But, you know.
Really?
That's what I remember from it.
Yeah, because her.
But then she did a music video with Katy Perry, and then it's like, okay, well, you know.
Yeah, who's laughing now?
Yeah. I'm sure she's more and more, you know, as the years go on, her career is probably only
getting better. Yeah, her 15 minutes of fame will turn into a 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll all be annoyed by her.
4-day weekend following immediately after Friday. So.
It's enough of that for tonight.
That's enough of that. So, you gentlemen had told me before the break that you both have various different things that you'd like to talk about, and I think, Jay, you said that you have something particularly interesting that might take
a little spicy.
Spicy. Muy picante?
Let's see, let me read.
Or speaking on air. Yes, we're just going to roll right past that.
That was said in a artistic way, by the way. Chinese city plans to fine mothers who give birth out of wedlock a new family planning rule. This is out of Beijing by the Associated Press, June 3rd this year. A Chinese city plans to fine mothers who have a child out of wedlock. A Chinese city's plans to fine mothers who have a child out of wedlock has sparked criticism that the policy is discriminatory and could lead to an increase in abandoned babies. One expert says it's the first time that out of wedlock children have been expressly singled out for penalty by one of China's municipalities, which have flexibility in how they enforce China's population control policies. So
So they've got flexibility in how they're enforcing these their population controls there, but what exactly is it that they're doing here? So, I guess, what are the limits that they're placing? What are they, you know, what's the...
I don't see the fine. Gist? I haven't researched that.
I would assume, I mean, we've all heard that isn't China has the one child per family rule or something, so this is obviously if you have a child
this is
outside of wedlock.
Yeah, this is basically, I guess, one of the things that's gone on in response to that whole sewer baby thing.
What is that? Sewer baby?
I don't know what you're talking about. That's just what? Sewer baby?
I don't know if it was a newborn baby or a few days old or a few weeks.
Oh, this? No, yeah. I saw this. They kind of cut open. Yeah. They cut open a.
She basically flushed down the toilet, or I don't know how like you stuff a baby down.
I know
the
plumbing in lots of places in China is not fantastic.
No.
So,
But it was done because of that one child policy. I mean, you find. Some say it was like some like 5-year salary or something. I can't
Oh my god! Yeah.
The average salary if you want to have two children. So
right. So if it's such a crime to have a child, I wonder. You know, does the communist government provide contraception? You know, is contraception
obviously
easily
they're obviously with you know. Lining up at the abortion clinics, I'm sure, for free.
Oh, well, in that case,
and I wonder what you know. My curiosity is, I wonder what. the pro-life people who are in this country, you know, how they feel about this, where you have these enforced mandatory child limits because the population there is so enormous, you know, that having runaway population growth, if they were to allow it, it would just cause, you know, awful, horrible disasters of, you know, food shortages and, yeah, and problems in supplies.
Well,
and,
I mean, that's only a problem if the state is supporting,
yeah,
these children.
Either that or
this infrastructure.
People could adapt also, you know, they, right, could start vertical farming and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, the infrastructure is controlled by the governments, and especially in China, I'm sure it's pretty strict. You know, I wonder if people were just allowed to live their lives, if there would be that big of a problem. Because I know that the problem in China is that everybody's moving from the rural areas into the cities because that's where the work is at, and thus you have this, you know, population explosion and sort of like a industrial revolution going on, and so it creates a lot of, you know, low class, or, you know, the word I'm looking for is like low income families, right, and stuff, mm-hmm, everywhere, and it's like slums popping up, and so the Chinese government, in order to, you know, fix that, has put strictures on having children. And I don't know if it's really, you know, to me it seems like a good idea. I think any like discouragement from having children is a good thing, in my opinion, because I hate children and I don't want to pay for your stupid children, because having children, for the most part, is a choice. They are preventable. And, you know, if you know, like in this country, you have ridiculous things like paying for schools and kids' lunches and all this stuff. And it's like, if you're not responsible enough to feed your own child, then you should not have one. And there should be some sort of, like, actual, you know, the societal penalties, so to speak. Not government, per se, but it's like, you know,
well,
the same way
there used to be. There used to be, if you weren't married, you would be a child, you would be,
right,
pretty stuck in.
Like, it's like shaming or judging, yeah, you know, we should judge more,
I think.
Who's
going to support
society.
You?
Yeah, exactly.
And
you
this
know.
Is why I think it really shows why it really is about the money, because they're finding only unwed mothers. So they kind of expect this class of people to have
babies out of wedlock and stuff, yeah.
And to have to support them more financially. So yeah, if they could possibly get married, you know.
Yeah, then there's probably more taxes.
I definitely want to talk more about this, and I want to know how adoption works when we come back. This is Free Talk Live. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare, because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets, or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system, and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit ErniesPub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. And this is the show about your calls, and you can give us a call about whatever you want. But first,
FreedomCam.net. When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection, the GPS Black Box / Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. For traffic stops and all other driving incidents, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at FreedomCam.net. And it is apparently now on sale, so go get one. It also they also take bitks, or possibly bitcoins. I think that's an abbreviation, but bitks.
Yes, bitks are a good currency. And Freedom Cam is a very cool device, and I recommend everybody check that out, especially if it's on sale.
Yeah, and you never know when a meteor is going to explode over Russia. You want that off. Record that stuff.
I don't know that it's pointed up necessarily, but you know.
Oh, dang.
But again, this is the show about your calls, so let's see who we have on the line, Jay.
We have Robert from Vermont.
Robert from Vermont, what did you want to talk about tonight?
Hi, guys. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I can tell you I feel so much better now that I've had a couple of pulls off the left-handed cigarette.
Already?
Speaking of that, I would like to, if I may, make an announcement here. Then I have a question. I would like to say that Vermont is now the 17th state that has legalized marijuana. Governor Shovlin signed a bill today.
Bravo.
Really? Now, what does legalized mean specifically?
Sure, yeah, let's get the details.
Well, of course, there are stipulations. As long as it isn't over an ounce, it'll be treated as like a traffic.
Over an ounce, so under an ounce is completely free? Essentially, you're free to carry under an ounce. Over an ounce is a misdemeanor?
Well, no.
No, I think it's the opposite.
Anything from, you know, like a joint up to an ounce is like treated like a traffic ticket.
Okay,
up to an ounce.
So, okay,
but I thought that
that's not completely. That's I guess that's not completely legalized.
Yeah, it's not necessarily legalized.
It's just,
or whatever.
It's down to the point where it's, you know, not even really that much of a problem.
It's a step to realizing that, you know, marijuana is not the scourge of society that it is portrayed to be. And possibly the next step, hopefully, would be to just, you know, decriminalize it completely and just let people grow plants and dry them out and set them on fire if they so desire.
Yeah.
Right. And I use it for my own medicational purposes anyways, but
what sort of condition are you treating, if I might ask?
I have diabetic neuropathy. And... you know, some days are better than others, and I have to kind of watch out what I eat and get exercise and try to be active, and that's about all I can do. I mean, I've lost some of my feeling, but not all of it. But,
right.
You know, it is what it is, and I deal with it. But anyways, I do have a question I wanted to ask, and
sure.
That is that I can remember back in 72 or 74 when Nixon was impeached. I remember watching it on TV. And this guy was impeached because of the Watergate scandal. Here we have a president today that has done a whole plethora of things and still no impeachment. And I can't understand why.
Well, I think that the reason is because nowadays... the political parties have realized that it's in everyone's best interest to just cooperate with each other. You know, there is no real left or right. It's all a game, a show, if you will. You know, because they realize that, well, if we impeach this guy, then maybe our guy could get impeached next year or something, or the next one that's in. And so, you know, they just sort of wash it under and you know, just continue to have their little talking bobbleheads on Fox News or CNBC and... everybody will just keep pretending that, you know, the next guy will be Republican and he'll be better. And then when he sucks, the next guy will be Democrat and he'll be better and so on.
I mean, it's really true because, I mean, I was amazed that, you know, at the Clinton impeachment over the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And, you know, just the fact that there was so much even concern over it was kind of shocking to me. But then to have Bush... you know, Bush Jr., not impeached for all the lies that he told. And Obama, same story. I mean, between Bush and Obama, the amount of lies that have happened in the past however many years, it just boggles my mind. I mean, for most of my life in terms of, you know, these political candidates, since I've been able to vote, the only option has been just these despicable liars. I mean, it's just really been disgusting.
Yeah, it's surprising when they don't lie.
Yeah.
You know, that should be the news. Obama didn't tell a lie today. You're like, oh, wow. What do you know?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that politicians, I mean, obviously, that's kind of their job. They've been lying forever. But I'm fairly young. You know, Jimmy Carter was president when I was born. So, you know, I've only really, you know, my experience was with Reagan in, you know, elementary school and, you know, since. And so my kind of experience of who, you know, presidents in general has not been, you know, honest politicians, even throughout my life. And every vote that I've ever cast in my entire life, that candidate has not gotten in an office. Every single one. And I'm talking local offices, too. I'm talking, I go to every election and I'll fill in every single box. And not one candidate will get into office.
Isn't
democracy
awesome?
Because I tend to vote libertarian. So, you know, what's the option? And my question for you is you know, you've experienced this. You've been around for these politicians. And do you feel like, you know, is there this huge trend line towards politicians that are increasingly liars? Is it just becoming bolder?
That question?
Yeah, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not really quite that old, but I mean, I remember, you know, a little bit of LBJ, but I don't know. I mean, if you go back and you look at the history, it's like you can't find any one of them that told the truth or was somehow, you know, either in some kind of a scandal or there was something going. I mean, if you take a look at Kennedy, I mean, the guy was murdered live on live TV.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't know who it is. They don't know who did it.
Well, they had, and he also had scandals, you know, with, wasn't he in adultery
with
or some such?
And,
yeah.
And I mean, everybody back then all slept with Marilyn Monroe, you know. But I mean, as far as what this thing with Clinton, I mean, as far as I know, he didn't have sex with that woman. He just stood still for her. That's all. All I know, anyways.
Well, that's possible.
He just ran into her crotch first. Is that what you're saying?
But you know, an interesting point is that was sexual in nature, and it nearly got him impeached. But we've had two presidents since that have been. You know, doing all sorts of things involving the death and murder of human beings, and that's, you know, not bad enough to get impeached.
I guess I kind of feel like it's like we're allowing this guy to go on to destroy our lives. That's what it seems like to me, and that it just keeps going. There's no end to it.
Yeah.
You know, we're at the point right now where, you can't talk on the damn phone. Because you don't know
fine.
If you're being tapped into or whatever, you know. Pretty sure you'll be.
And I don't think it matters who's really in office.
Yeah, we've definitely
been going down that path. I think, you know, the Democrats and Republicans serve different business interests. They serve some of the same, each one.
for their own interests. Not my interest at all.
Right.
I'm the one that's getting squeezed here.
They unfortunately, they know how to manipulate human nature and go on TV and say a few of these words, and people say, okay, I'll stop worrying for a week or two or a month.
Yes, or they're just sycophants, and they're like, they couldn't possibly believe that they're I don't know what you want to call it, but you know their buddy Obama. He doesn't know what's going on. He has no clue. He's only the president. He doesn't know what's going on in government. You can't blame him. Which is, I mean, I don't know how that's a valid argument to be like, well, he's just the president. He doesn't have a clue. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Do you have any final thoughts for us, Robert?
No, I'm good, guys. You're doing a great show.
Thank you so much for the call, and if you're still on the line, we will hold you over, and we will talk to you shortly. This is Free Talk Live. Again, you can give us a call as we head into the final hour here. It's 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE. That's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin Poker at steelswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at steelswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at steelswithclubs.eu. No silver hard in the making of this advertisement.
Quantum
Vibe,
it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.